It's good to be home. A gentle breeze blew through Jennifer's hair. The golden red sun was setting. She was on the beach, looking up at the fiery ball. She was amazed by its color. Deep red in the middle, softly fading into yellow. She could hear nothing but the waves and the seagulls flying up above in the sky. The atmosphere relaxed her. After all she had been through, this was what she needed. "It's getting late," she thought. "I must go home. My parents will be wondering where I am." She wondered how her parents would react when she got home after the 3 days she was missing. She kept on walking, directing herself to Bungalow 163, where she spent every summer holiday. The road was deserted. She walked slowly and silently. Just in a few hundred meters, she would have been safe in her house. It was really getting dark now. The sun had set a few minutes before, and it was getting cold, too. She wished she had her favorite jumper on. It kept her really warm. She imagined having it with her. This thought dissipated when she finally saw her front door. It seemed different. Nobody had taken care of the outside garden for a few days. She was shocked. Her father was usually so strict about keeping everything clean and tidy, and now it all seemed deserted. She couldn't understand what was going on. She entered the house. First, she went into the kitchen, where she saw a note written by her father. It said, "Dear Ellen, there is some coffee ready. I went looking." Ellen was her mother. But where was she? On the right side of the hallway was her parents' room. She went in. Then she saw her mother, lying on the bed, sleeping. Her face looked so tired, as if she hadn't slept for days. She was really pale. Jenny would have wanted to wake her up, but she looked too tired to force her. So Jenny just fell asleep beside her. When Jennifer woke up, something was different. She wasn't in her mother's room, and she wasn't wearing the old clothes she ran away in. She was in her cozy bed, in her pajamas. It felt so good being back home. Suddenly, she heard a voice. "Are you feeling better now, dear? You know you got us very, very scared."